Do you guys know about the Scofield Bible?
Mm-mm.
Oh boy, here's a rabbit hole for you. Here's a rabbit hole for all of us that I have not gone all the way down yet. I've only started.
Okay.
But in the early 1900s, 1913-ish, right around when the Federal Reserve was founded and the Balfour Declaration happened, right at that exact same time, the Rothschild family hired this dude, this pastor in the Deep South to, like, it's a very complicated story, but the end result was he made a new version of the Bible called the Scofield Bible, where this he's not Jewish. He's like he's an American Christian, but they kind of like sort of leveraged his... It's complicated. He wrote this new Bible that has all these new interpretations of the text. So they didn't change
Jewish influence.
Yes. Literally, okay. Literally. And that's where that's where the God's chosen people and the greatest out. Well, not exactly, but that's where a lot of this sort of like Israel, that's where Judeo-Christianity kind of came from. And the idea that Israel is this modern Israel thing is the Israel of the Bible. It came from that Bible. And the Scofield Bible was funded by the Rothschild family. And then it was pushed because they owned the publisher that publishes like all the books. I think it was Oxford Press. And so they had the deals that they could make to get that Bible into all the mega churches, all the like across whole denominations of Christianity. And so that at the turn of the century, 1913-ish, was when Christianity got kind of Jewified.